This is BOA News. I'm Tommy McNee. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack by the Taliban that killed scores of people. Reuters' Joe Davies.
The deadliest took place in Charikar, the capital of central Parwan province, near an election rally held by President Ashraf Ghani. The Taliban have vowed to violently disrupt the poll. The blast killed 26 people. 42 more were injured. In the capital, Kabul, more bloodshed. There, a man blew himself up, killing 22 people. Another 38 were wounded.
I was waiting at the entrance of the recruitment center when a man approached me and said, "Let me get inside." I was standing behind two men in the line when suddenly a blast occurred.
The Taliban says it carried out both attacks. Afghanistan's president called them the coward enemy for targeting civilians. Pakistan, which denies accusations that it shelters the Taliban, also condemned the attack.
Reuters' Joe Davies. And again, the president escaped the attack. The U.S. has concluded that Iran launched last weekend's drone and missile attacks that knocked down half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. The CBS News Network quoted unnamed officials as saying the low-altitude cruise missiles were used in the attacks early Saturday that cut Riyadh's oil production by 5.7 million barrels a day, nearly 6% of the world supply. NBC News said more than 20 drones and missiles were deployed in the attacks. Vice President Mike Pence.
As the president said, we don't want war with anybody. But the United States is prepared. We're locked and loaded. And we're ready to defend our interests and our allies in the region.
The Saudi King Salman says his country is capable of defending itself against the attacks, but called on international communities to clearly confront the perpetrators. This is VOA News. The United States is suing former CIA and NSA employee Edward Snowden for allegedly violating the non-disclosure agreement he signed before publishing his new book. The Justice Department accuses Snowden of failing to live up to the deal to submit the draft of permanent record to both agencies and also giving public speeches on intelligence-related matters. Under the non-disclosure agreement, Snowden was supposed to give copies to the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency for pre-publication review. His publisher is also named in the suit. Exit polls in Israel show that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has not won enough seats to put together a majority of 61 seats in the 120-member parliament. The same exit polls also show that neither does challenger and former Israeli army head Benny Gantz. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener is following the story.
Media and some supporters of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu waited for updates at the Likud party headquarters in Tel Aviv. Israeli television projected that Netanyahu's right-wing party would win between 31 and 33 of parliament's 120 seats, but showed the party of his opponent, former military chief of staff Benny Gantz, with 32 to 34 parliament seats. The tight race means Netanyahu's battle for a record fifth term could stretch on for days or even weeks.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. The Air Force and Navy bought Chinese-manufactured drones for elite forces months after the Pentagon prohibited their use due to cybersecurity concerns, according to government officials. Prominent Hong Kong activists behind the months of protests were in Washington Tuesday to urge U.S. lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Hong Kong protest leader Joshua Wong and Hong Kong celebrity activist Denise Ho were part of a panel appealing for U.S. support during testimony before the Congressional Executive Commission on China to review. Wong told lawmakers he is sure historians will review 2019 as a turning point in Hong Kong's quest for human rights.
Nowadays, students and Hong Kong people are even ready to die for Hong Kong, and some already did. They believe that the only limit to their freedom is their death. This is the ultimate sacrifice for the motherland, and we must not forget them.
Ho warned that an erosion of the city's unique status would embolden China if the U.S. does not pressure on Beijing and support U.S. legislation aimed at defending Hong Kong's civil rights.